going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is construction season, and PennDOT is laying out the dozens of projects that are on tap this year. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
PennDOT has 74 new projects and 116 continuing construction projects going on in the five-county Philadelphia area this year. In the city, one of the major ones is continued work on northbound I-95 between Wheatsheaf Lane and Margaret Street. A new one, says PennDOT spokesman Brad Rudolph, is a rehab of the Girard Point Bridge.
There are plenty of approach structures that need to be rehabilitated under this project, including the main span over the Schuylkill River.
Rudolph says any traffic impacts for the Girard Point Bridge work won't be seen until late this year or early next year. PennDOT is also continuing a project to improve the flow of Route 322 in Upper Chichester from Chelsea Parkway to Route 452.
The two-lane section now will be widened to provide 4 travel lanes total.
He says PennDOT is spending a total of $1.5 billion on road projects in the Philadelphia region this year. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.